Hey, this is Off the Cuff, and I'm Steve from TorahFamily.org. Today we want to talk about scoffers, sitting in the seat of scoffers. So let's go to the book of Psalms. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. Okay, now just for a second, I'm going to leave the verse up for a minute. It says, blessed is a man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. Now you can be saying, well, Steve, the wicked. Okay, that's obviously people of the world. Well, not necessarily the case, okay? We know that this specific word used for wicked here is the exact same word used for wicked in describing Korah in his rebellion in Numbers chapter 16. So this shows us that there can be wicked people in the assembly. So we have to ask, who are we taking our advice from? You know, just because we can say, well, the wicked people of the world, well, okay, maybe. But we know now that there can be wicked people in the assembly. So we have to ask ourselves, who are we taking our advice from? Who are we listening to? Who are we letting speak into our ears, speak into our heart, speak into our mind? Who are we allowing? You know, just because they claim Yeshua or they claim to be in the faith or however you want to say it, doesn't matter. Just because they say they're a believer, that does not mean they are not wicked. And again, you know, you can say, well, Steve, that just sounds so harsh. I agree. Okay, I agree. But at the same token, what we call wicked or who we call wicked may not be who Yahweh calls wicked. And who Yahweh calls wicked, well, we may not call wicked. So we got to make sure our definition of wicked is the same as Yahweh's. Okay, so that's all I'm trying to say with this. Now, the next part of verse here, it says, again, or stand in the way of sinners. Now, this same principle applies for standing in the way of sinners, okay? Who are you hanging out with, okay? Standing in their way, you're right there with them. So, who are you taking advice from? Who are you hanging around from? Again, just because they claim to be believers does not mean that they are not wicked, all right? Now, what we want to focus on here is this latter part of the verse about sitting in the seat of mockers. Well, you would say, well, Steve, you know, I don't mock anybody. I don't sit in the seat. Because that's what sitting in the seat of mockers is. You're sitting in their seat. Where a mocker would sit, you are sitting. Thus, you are doing what a mocker would do. You're sitting in the seat of mockers. But you say, well, I don't mock anybody. Well, I hope not. But let's paint some scenarios, some possibilities, and maybe things that we haven't considered before. Because maybe we are sitting in the seat of mockers and we just don't even realize it, okay? Did you hear how so-and-so says the name of Yahweh? They go, Yahuwah. Isn't that mocking? You mock someone because they don't say the name of our Heavenly Father the same way you do? Okay, you're going to mock them? Okay, really? Okay, well, here's another one. Did you know so-and-so follows the Enoch calendar? I mean, really? Who in the world? Everyone knows there's 365 days in the year, not 364. So we're going to mock somebody. That's mocking them, okay? Because you don't come to their understanding of something, because you don't see their understanding, you decide that you have the right now to mock them. That your way, your understanding is so superior, okay? That's what mocking is. Mocking is the essence of saying, I'm up here and you're down here. That's mocking. And you laugh at that, okay? And you ridicule someone to others. If you're going to mock the body of Messiah, how? Why? Aren't we all in this together? Aren't we supposed to be one big happy family? We're not together. We're too busy fighting amongst each other over some of the silliest things. Okay, so someone wants to say our Heavenly Father's name a different way. They're probably right. I can be wrong. Yahweh may not be have any way close. I don't know when Yeshua returns. I cannot wait. When he comes, he's going to straighten me out if I'm wrong. Here's the other thing. You are not called to convince somebody you are right. Just letting you know. That's not your job, okay? Your job is to present the truth, okay? Whether someone accepts it or not, that's up to them. You plant the seed, you water the seed, whatever it is. Maybe someone else has already done that, and now you're coming behind them. But it's not your job to convince somebody that they're wrong and you're right. The bottom line is, present the truth as how you see it. Be open to others and their understanding. If you don't agree with it, that's fine too. You can agree to disagree. That's okay. It's okay to agree to disagree. What kind of example are you living for your children? If they see you talk about other people behind those other people's back, you say, well, Steve, I don't have children. You have tons of people watching you. I can promise. Whoever you're talking to, you're setting an example to them. When you mock somebody else to someone else, okay, that person who you're talking to, you're setting an example. You're showing them your character, okay? And believe it or not, we're all witnesses, okay? You're either a good witness or you're a bad witness. And here's the thing. We're called to love one another. We're called to love one another. You know, Paul talks about it in 1 Corinthians 13. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries, which would be really cool, by the way, and all knowledge, and if I have the faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. He says the word, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Just because we have all this stuff that we can do, and you're doing it for the kingdom, with right motive even. But if you don't have love, so if we're constantly mocking and cutting people down, how are we showing love? This is what makes me think of Matthew 7:21. Many shall come to me on that day and say, Lord, Lord, do we not do this in your name? Do that in your name? And what's he going to say to them? Depart from me. I never knew you. You can say, well, Steve, I'm doing this for the kingdom. Well, good. Are you showing love? Are you cutting people down? Are you slamming them to others, to their face? Doesn't matter. Are you slamming them? Are you mocking at them because they don't believe what you believe? I mean, can we really do this? I mean, doesn't it concern us that maybe, just maybe, that could be talking about us in Matthew 7:21 if we're mocking at other people because we're not showing love? If you're mocking someone, you cannot tell me you're showing love. You can say, well, Steve, I follow Torah. You know, I'm not going to hear those words from Yeshua. I follow the Sabbath. Great. You know, we're supposed to follow the Sabbath. Good thing, okay? But that doesn't guarantee that you're in the kingdom, okay? You can say, oh, Steve, I follow dietary instructions. I do this. And great, you're supposed to, okay? But that doesn't put you in the kingdom. You know, just because you sleep in a tent 8 days of the year does not guarantee you're in the kingdom. There's so much more, like the second greatest command, loving your neighbor as yourself. When are we going to get this in our minds that we have to love one another? Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. We have got to get this in our minds. There's no guarantee just because you say you followed the Torah or you do this and you do that. You know, Matthew 7:21, I believe, makes it pretty doggone clear that there will be many people who will walk up thinking they're all good, fine, and dandy and in good standings with our Father and our Messiah. But then what's he say? He says, nope, sorry. There's so many verses in the scriptures that talk to us about loving our brother, about not mocking them. I mean, James talks about it. James chapter 1, if anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless. Proverbs 30, do not slander a servant to his master, or he will curse you, and you will pay for it. Proverbs 1:22, how long will you simple ones love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery, and fools hate knowledge? You know, this verse just nails it for me, because it's like when people mock other people, they get a delight out of it. They laugh at the people because they don't believe what they believe. And they mock, they delight in mocking other people. How can we do that? How can we mock servants of Yahweh? Where's the love? You know, if you truly love somebody, are you really going to let them continue on in that way and laugh at it? At least present your case. And if they don't accept your case, okay, you did your job. But don't keep mocking them pray for them. If you were wrong on something, if you were wrong, would you not want someone to be praying for you, saying, Father, open their eyes, help them to see the truth? Or would you want them mocking at you behind your back? You know, do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Why can't we get this? Why do we have to mock others? Why do we have to slam others? It's a form of pride, because you think you're up here with your opinion and they're down here with their opinion, okay? It's pride. Pride. You know, let's not forget, pride is what caused Satan to fall. He said, I will ascend to the throne. I will ascend into heaven. I will be like the Most High. I. It's all about I, okay? And whenever someone doesn't believe the way you do, you go, can you believe that the other? Well, I believe this. You keep elevating yourself because and you keep pushing them down because they believe something totally different, okay? You know, we're all wrong on something and we're all right on something. And one day, we're all going to find out who's where on what, okay? It's not your job to convince even someone that Torah is right. You present the truth. If they want to fight you, debate you, you don't have to do that, okay? If they're truly interested and wanting to know why, then sure, share it with them. But don't start cutting them down because you know, when it comes down to it, most all of us, at least I can say for me, there was a long time that I never believed Torah. There was a long time I didn't follow, say the name Yahweh or however you want to say it, and Yeshua versus Jesus and all this other stuff. We all are growing. Can we not agree to that? Paul said in Thessalonians, he died for us so that whether we are awake or are asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. But the problem is, we're not together. Look at the last part of the verse again. He even says it. He says, therefore, encourage one another. Did he say mock one another? Nope, didn't say. Did he say slam one another down because they don't believe what you believe? Nope, he doesn't say that. And then he says, just as in fact you're doing. Well, let me tell you something right now. That's something we are not doing. We aren't doing it. The body of Messiah is splintered and fractured in so many different ways, it's not even funny. And the saddest part of it is, we mock and laugh at each other. Okay, I want to share one more verse with you. Matthew 12:36. It says, but I tell you that men will have to give account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. I'm going to leave this here just for a second. Please look at this. Every careless word. Folks, we've got to keep that tight rein on our tongue. Folks, we got to stop. We've got to stop. Okay, we got to stop. Please stop mocking. Please stop cutting people down. If you don't agree, that's fine. You can present your what you believe, and if they don't agree, walk your way. Just walk on. You don't have to convince people, and please don't mock at them. Please. If you disagree that much and you feel you have to, pray. Love your neighbor as yourself, the second greatest command. It's time to stop grieving the Holy Spirit. Well, that's it. That's all I have. Think about it. Pray about it. Until next time, Shalom.